This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why.
No!
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what'd it do?
Ahoy!
Hello.
What's going on?
The sun's out, guns out.
Yeah, we're going to go right there, huh?
Well, to me, it was the main story in my life today.
I tell you what, it's mine, too.
Can we just get right into it? Because it threw all of us for a loop.
Well, I don't have many qualms ever about what anyone wears or how they do their hair or I don't care.
Yeah.
So I don't care about this either. I just have questions.
Yeah.
Is really the thing.
Well, it wasn't a judgment thing. I just was stunned a little bit.
From you, it is.
No, I opened.
I'm separating myself from you.
A door was opened, and I did one of the. Whoa, what's happening there?
Actually, this segment, our first segment today, COVID Cast 21, by the way.
Yes.
Not 19. By the way, why didn't we celebrate COVID Cast 19?
Oh, yeah.
It was Monday.
Like a balloon or something? Is it really something to celebrate? But.
Not really, but at least acknowledge.
Sure. Acknowledge, yes. Celebrate, maybe a strong word.
So this is our 21st COVID cast.
I've already been accused of being Mike Leach insensitive, so
really?
Got to walk that fine line. Someone yesterday was all bent out of shape.
About what? You?
Just us in general.
Us?
Yeah.
I'm great. I don't know what they're talking about.
They didn't like the tone in which we were talking about COVID.
Oh, whatever. Okay,
we were being too negative.
Negative about what?
COVID.
What does that mean? Like what? Give me an example.
We were focusing on negative stories. Is what
focusing on negative stories, and then someone else was mad that we called it the Rona.
By the way, I'd like to state for the record, a global pandemic is not necessarily the most positive thing.
No.
But also,
always look on the bright side of life. Oh, lost it there. You had it going. I was smart enough to cut out.
But I feel like we do. I go out of my way to promote the positive news.
We try, but then when you do try to like be a little more lighthearted and you call it the Rona,
people are just bitchy.
Then someone else gets mad and they're like, "You can't nickname it." Well, isn't
Corona?
Here's
what we're trying
to do. Isn't that a nickname already?
Here's the thing. It's the Rona, man.
Yeah.
What we're trying to do is just do shows, bro.
We're trying to chew some clock for you.
We're trying
to get through it a little bit.
That's right.
Give you a couple hours of informative something or other.
It's not even that informative. It's mindless. But look, we're here.
Yes.
And if you don't like it, go listen to something else.
That's true. It is free.
It drives me crazy when people go out of their way to tell you that. Just turn it off. We don't care what you think.
But then they don't get to have the
turn it off.
The hot take opinion.
God. And I get that a lot of people aren't going to be listening to sports right now because, well,
there's not a lot of sports.
There are no sports.
We are getting stick to sports guys still.
Yeah. Stick to sports guys.
I was sitting down.
He doesn't have a leg to stand on right now.
No, I was sitting down with Mike and I was trying to help him today put together like some updates as far as the stories going on. And
usually when I open up the websites, even during the COVID cast, there's like four or five things I can throw in there. There was one.
Yeah.
And I went, oh boy.
Yeah, we're trying to shoehorn some stories in for Mike.
It's people ask us all the time. They're like, hey, what are you talking about? You can't be, I mean, like, what? Because I get it. People, there's going to be a certain segment of people that just like, sports aren't going on, sports radio, out of sight, out of mind. I understand. I want you to listen, but I also get that element of it. So we're just trying to do the best we can with what we've got, okay?
Sure.
And what we've got is a show of 4 hours where we just talk about life, man.
Pretty much.
We talk about the things that everybody's going through. That's about the best we can do. We mix in some sports stories. We mix in some fun.
So today, that includes not wearing sleeves, evidently.
And if that's not for you, I've got two words for you. And they're actually only letters.
Oh.
F-U.
Oh, well, there you go.
Go find something else. Okay. Yes. Well, I've got... This first segment is going to be about three of our employees.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not judging any of the three employees. I am simply asking questions that popped into my mind.
Yes, because we both instantly... we had to acknowledge it. And then you specifically said, I have questions. And well, I didn't have answers for you.
I don't see dirt. When I'm in there... getting my warm-ups in for the show.
Yeah.
Running my my like shuttle run and my push-ups and sit-ups.
You're loosening up. It's a whole thing.
I do that in Swigard studio.
Ow, now, brown cow.
The human torch was denied a bank loan.
I'll tell you what, that's a real thing. We came in yesterday to film a video, just a short video for somebody.
Yeah.
And I hadn't, like, you know, you realize you haven't said anything to anyone for hours.
Sure.
And the brown cow. Like, I stumbled over five lines because it was like, I'm not warmed up.
Yeah. You got to loosen up. It's a skill.
That's a real
man.
Thing.
It's a muscle.
This is really hard, guys. Okay. So, as I'm in there warming up, I see Sprague.
Yeah.
And I see that he is sleeveless.
Yes.
He has gone with a sleeveless shirt today. And I thought to myself, I did have the thought, like, whoa. Mm. Okay. And then I went back to my pull ups. So I don't see dirt because he's tucked behind a corner.
He's hidden
away.
So
I get inside the studio when they're done and I come in. I say, hey, what's up, fellas? And dirt is also sleeveless.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was like a combined sort of like they were doing something. Like it was a we planned this sort of vibe.
I thought they were maybe doing a bit like where they had to run something or.
Sure. And maybe there was some sort of push-up. But
they weren't.
Every time you turn on the Twitterverse or Instagram, someone's doing push-ups or squats or there's some sort of challenge
eating
going.
McDonald's.
Yeah. So I assume, you might want to be sleeveless
guilty.
For that. I thought they were doing something like that. There was some sort of challenge that necessitated the freedom of sleeves.
So they
or lack thereof.
On the Dirt and Sprague show in this studio today, there were 0 out of 4 sleeves.
Yes.
Which is amazing. Never seen that. And so Suk and I got to talking about it because we both noticed it. And I said, we're not really dressing for work these days because no one's around here.
No.
So I get that, you know, but it's just odd that they both had it the same day.
Yeah.
So, I don't really understand the sleeveless shirt. Are sleeves that invasive that we've got to cut them off? Like, what is it about a sleeveless shirt?
They get in the way of your business.
I mean... Really? Is that the thing? Like, what is it? A vanity thing? I can tell you this. I haven't owned a sleeveless. I remember having them as a kid.
Well, Kansas, I would.
Dude, it was butt hot.
Yeah.
Is that a term? Let's make it one.
Sure.
It was butt hot.
Well, it's hot as blank and it's cold as.
It's hot as snoodle flap.
Yeah, it is. It's hot as snoodle flap. Absolutely. Yeah. And we all know snoodle flaps, boy, they get warm.
So we had sleeveless shirts. Not to say that you're any cooler without sleeves on a short sleeve t-shirt.
No, but on vacation, like when you're like, I tend to vacation in warm, sandy places, and sleeves are not something that is part of the wardrobe.
Okay, meaning your torso has to be covered, but your arms do not.
Well.
I don't think I own a sleeveless shirt.
Yeah, and I don't either. This is what I'm getting at, is I don't really... I think I wore a sleeveless shirt as a kid growing up in Kansas because I also had a mullet and a rat tail.
Sure.
It's just what you did. Yeah. I didn't ask questions. I grew up to think, just like Mike, like why... Like, I've never had the thought to cut sleeves off of a shirt. That has never crossed my mind as an adult.
Well, Sprague had like an actual workout Nike sleeveless shirt on. Like, and I meant to do this sort of vibe.
So that was purchased that way. I didn't notice.
Sprague's was purchased that way. Dirt was just wearing like a Giants t-shirt, just like a cotton tee that he just went ahead and cut that bastard right off.
Okay.
So
what is that? Help, because I know you're a sleeveless shirt guy.
Well, he's wife beater guy.
I do wear wife beaters. But that's like an undershirt. And like
often see, I feel you like will wear that as an overshirt because it's the only thing you're wearing.
You will?
Well, I've you know, when you take pictures and stuff, like when you're at the house, you're just wearing your wife beater.
Sure. Yeah. Now, I will say that if I'm at the house, then yes.
Do you find those comfortable?
I do.
I've tried those and I find them uncomfortable.
Well, you got to get a good quality wife beater. You can't go with like the cheapo, you know, like $1. A buck a beater is not going to get it done. You got to get yourself a nice ring spun cotton wife beater. But I will tell you that if I'm at home, then yes, I find the tank top to be very comfortable.
Okay.
But upon leaving the house, I feel very uncomfortable in said tank top. Tank tops for me are workouts or home lounging. But if I'm leaving the house, I find the sleeveless look to be, I can't do it. I feel very self-conscious about the whole thing. It just doesn't work.
All right. Well, I don't know why people cut sleeves off their shirt or even buy sleeveless shirts, but they do. It's a thing. Not my thing.
Is it required that you like shave your pits before wearing them, or are you just kind of all willy-nilly getting all?
Well, Sprague is naturally hairless. He's like a chihuahua. Mm. Dirt, on the other hand, I'm not so certain. You'd have to ask him.
Yeah, I don't think you shave your pits, do you?
Well, but when you're wearing a t-shirt, when you lift your arms, guess what's not showing? The hair. When you're sleeveless,
yeah, but I don't.
You're just out here flexing all the hair.
Yeah, I think guys just flex the hair. They love to flex the hair. That's what they do.
Well, it's like, is it like a...
I don't get it, guys.
It's like a peacock sort of thing. You're like flapping some feathers out there. The lady's like, hey, ladies, look at my illustrious arm bush. Embrace it. Yeah.
I'm guessing that...
This means I'm successful.
Yeah.
If I were ripped, which I am not...
Yeah. Would you be more inclined?
I'm guessing I would. I don't know. Maybe.
Hmm.
I guess maybe that's what it is.
I also think for those of us, Rop and I, who are a little hairier... You don't want to be showing off some of the hair that's over there.
See, I've got shoulder hair.
Yeah, so do I.
And that'll pop out of that thing.
Oh, yeah.
you're going
I don't
like
want that.
Upper arm hair up here.
That's
AKA the Robin Williams. And as you get older, I think we all deal with a little bit of the Robin Williams.
Still, I've never had thought to do that. Anyway, whatever. Maybe it's an age thing. I don't know.
It's possible. All I'm saying is when we came into the studio today, the number one topic was, Dirt and Sprague, sleeveless.
I guess it's the same idea with the, I'm drawing a blank. The golf, the sleeveless,
A
vest.
Oh.
It's like the same idea.
Wow, could you ever wear a vest with no sleeve underneath it? Because I'll tell you right now, that's the boldest look have, is if you're going vest, no shirt underneath it, wow. You're like Ricky Martin at that point. In fact, I'll pay you money to go out on the golf course next time with that thing.
But I remember somebody making fun of me for a vest once. I was in a golf pullover vest.
Yeah.
And like, what? You just, your torso is cold? Like, what is that? And it's a good point.
I like a good vest, though.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
You know who else does? Joey Harrington.
Yeah.
He's a vest guy. Well, but he's
you guys
like,
have talked about it before,
but he's coat vest. I'm talking about like cloth vest, like this. If this were a vest, I'm wearing it like a golf pullover.
Oh, then no, I don't have that.
Yeah, like golfers, real old man look.
Yeah.
Kind of.
So
why do you wear the vest?
Great question. The second that person asked, see, again, it's one of those things that you don't even think about. And once you're forced to think about it, it gets a little uncomfortable because then you're like, I think they're right. Right? It's like, why am I offended by the F word? I'm just going to choose not to be. You know, it's like we talked about this yesterday.
Yeah.
This was a topic on our show yesterday. You know, you don't have to be offended by certain swear words because they don't mean anything.
Yeah.
So just choose not to be offended. So if you really think about why you're offended by something, perhaps you can lighten up a little bit. Yeah. And if you really think about why you're wearing something sleeveless, you realize, I don't know why I'm doing this. And I really am one who needs to go through life with a reason for doing everything. I need to be able to justify it. And it really bothered me that I could not justify the golf vest. Therefore, I don't have any more.
Really?
No.
Now,
I do have the outdoor. Now, the outdoor, like, Nike vest that you put over a golf shirt or even a coat like this or, a pullover like this is great.
So it's a golf vest.
Because it's for golf because when you're golfing, too many layers gets intrusive, especially on your arms. And so it gets cold here in the mornings, and then you shed layers, and that's a great final layer because it does keep you warmer, but you still have the free and easy golf swing, which I'm very well known for.
Well, it is.
So,
It's kind of your signature.
Those I can justify.
Yeah.
The just cotton golf vest, I can't justify that. Mm. And so they've been eliminated from my wardrobe.
I love that someone asked a question and you had to seriously.
And it was someone I trusted. And, and I was like, if that had come from Suk, I wouldn't care. But
we've all had that when someone will point something out and you're like, damn it. You're like,
they're right.
Upon further review, you go to the replay booth and Gene Stellator, he comes down. He's like, you know what? sorry, but I'm going to rule against you. And, yeah, stuff happens.
Anyway.
You got to make a move.
They were sleeveless, and it threw us off. Now, do you think when they go into the store, they put on those, like, Allen Iverson sleeves?
No. I think if you're a sleeveless guy, you just own. And, like, in some ways, I'm jealous. I would feel so awkward. To me, unless you are going to the gym or you're going to the beach.
Or you're playing basketball.
Yeah, something along those lines, right? That's fine. You're on your way to or from. I got no problem with that because I work out mostly in tank tops. I'm fully embrace that. But if I was running to the store, like say I'm hanging around in the summertime and I was like, hey, I got to go to the store and pick up some dogs and some beer or whatever. I do believe I would change into a shirt with sleeves because I would feel a certain way walking into the Safeway wearing that. And that's on me. That's an issue that I have. I would feel uncomfortable. So in a way, I am jealous of Dirt and Sprague who just were rolling today. And we're like, you know what? Screw it. Sun's out, guns out, let's do this.
They both went cocky sniff.
Yeah.
Look at me on the same day. And that's inspiring.
Now Dirt had a little bit of the peacock too. He kind of had the chest puffed out and he was working it.
Is that required when you're wearing sleeveless shirts?
Yeah, invisible lat syndrome. Yeah, you got to puff it out a little bit.
Invisible lat syndrome. I have one more. And this one involves our very near and dear Mike Lynch.
Okay.
And again, not judging, just asking. Very different from Big Sook, who judges constantly. I walked out of the shop last night to get into my car, and there was Mike Lynch.
Yeah.
And I noted, so there's no cars in our parking lot. Maybe four?
Maybe,
five?
Maybe.
Four, five cars. Four and a half cars. There was a half car. It's weird. Mm. And I'm walking out, and I see Mike, and then I noticed that his Nissan Murano is double parked.
Yeah.
And I went, and I looked at Mike, and he went, what? And I went, can you do that? Can you double park when there are no, I mean, there's nobody in our lot. Can you still double park? And why do you double park?
I'm doing it too.
Well, the answer is yes, because who are you blocking?
Yeah, I'm double parked. Right. I'm double parked right now.
Right. How many open spots?
But wait a minute. Why are you doing it?
I don't know, because it's free and easy just to pull in and not care. You're just like, oh, here's an empty space of spots.
So we have stacked spaces where it's like if you want to pull all the way to the curb, there could be, if the parking lot's full, a car behind you that would have to move for you to back out.
Yeah.
Of course, in today's climate, there's no one here. So it's a free-for-all out there. You could probably park perpendicular to the parking spaces. It doesn't matter.
Even when people were here, people would still double park.
Sure.
For what it's worth.
Yeah, and that pissed me off. But because, come on, like, you. These people
don't want to be blocked in.
They have an air of the rules don't apply to me syndrome. You were talking about invisible lat syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Rules don't apply to me syndrome guy. Mike's got a little bit of that, and I want to call him on it, but at the same time, I don't think I have enough evidence here.
Now, I don't know if this is better or worse.
I mean, normally I will always pull forward because I know it's a double spot.
Can you double park in a sparse or empty parking lot?
Yeah, I give him the go ahead. But like I said, I'm not double parked, but I'm over the line. Like, I'm technically in two spots.
So you're double parked sideways.
Sideways.
I'm double parked vertically.
Yeah. Because, like, I've got my truck is big. And so when I turn the corner where we park right by the door, it's kind of a tight turn. And normally I kind of have to, you got to back up and straighten out. Now I just turn the corner. And if I make the spot, great. And if I don't,
it's meaty.
All right.
Right now it's a...
I'm letting you off the hook.
Oh, thank you.
But I've got my eye on you.
I didn't really feel on the hook, but I appreciate it.
I've got my eye on you.
I just feel like right now there's nobody here, so park wherever the hell you want. You could park perpendicular over six spots, and it would not affect anybody.
That I agree with. I'm not arguing that. What I'm asking is, why would you double park, period?
Hmm.
Why? Why would you do that? I pulled all the way forward. It's literally 3 feet.
Well, I think mine was I had an explanation in that I turned the corner and I just pull into the first spot. And if I don't make it, because it's a tight turn, nuts to that. But yeah, I don't, on the pulling ahead, I'm not certain. I guess Mike is saving himself that 3 feet
I think it's just more of a,
I pull in, I'm in within the lines, right? Mm-hmm. All right. Did you check today? I was very correctly within the lines.
I didn't look.
And I just stopped because I'm in the spot.
What's also interesting is that if you pull in the left, the other side, they're single spots.
Yeah. Well, that's
even a thing on the other side.
But then you
why not park over there?
But then you're pulling to me and then you're just double parked a different way. Because I'm in the single spots.
Yeah,
I'm
I know. You. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I'm just over the line.
That's a whole different. Parked in the single spots as well.
That's a whole different animal.
Just depends which way
Mike's getting a little defensive. Look, I'm watching you.
Watch away.
Even in COVID cast, Rob is. Well,
I'm watching.
Because he has called me out several times for parking misdeeds. This is a big deal to you. Yeah. You don't like when people are not parking.
I don't like
properly.
It either. To be
no, because
you.
You're sending a signal that you're more important than anyone else. Yeah. It lets me know how you think. And that is not good.
No, it's
especially in today's day and age of we're all in this together.
It's like you go to the supermarket and there's a super nice brand new BMW that parks in four spots just because he doesn't want anyone near him. Like, okay, you don't need to do that.
Well, that's exactly.
Yeah.
And again, we did that. We talked about this once, but at the gym, there was a guy that had, I don't remember if it was a Ferrari or something, and he would always do that. So I'd go park right next to him. And he was very angry about it. But yeah, that was one of those, oh, you think you're going to get away from us, are you? Nah, watch this. I'm going to sidle right up next to you.
And to the bro who said, I think it's okay to bump into cars as you parallel park. Absolutely.
Oh. Yeah.
That's what bumpers are for.
A little rubbing his race sort of thing.
They're called bumpers.
A little Rowdy Yates style.
So you don't feel any guilt at all when you tap the car?
I mean, I don't try to tap the car, but if I do,
so you don't feel any guilt at all?
Hell no. And I wouldn't feel.
Do you at least get out and look and see if you've, you know.
No, not unless it's bad. And this new car that I have stops before you hit. It stops automatically for you.
Yeah, it's got the sensors.
And it drives me crazy.
Oh.
Because it did that today to me. And I was like, come on, man.
Rob's like, I got more room.
That's not even close. So I don't have a problem with that at all. All right. Well,
yeah, there's that.
We covered a lot.
Yes, we did.
Really doing great on the clock to start already.
Yeah, a little over.
Whoops.
Coming up next, a show is ending tonight. 321 on the Fan, not ours.
Blip, blip. Blah, blah.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, here's our poll question today. It's on our website, 1080thefan.com. As always, it's brought to you by AAA Heating and Cooling. Family business helping families for over 50 years, AAAIAQ.com. How do you feel about sports coming back? Three options. It should return as fast as possible, no matter what it takes. It should only return if they can play as normal with fans, or it shouldn't return at all in 2020. Mm. Hello?
Yes. Would you like me to answer that question?
You're awake.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I would. I want your answer.
I thought you were going to read like a sponsor or something there. Thought there was more to come.
You already read the sponsor.
No. I'll take the middle option.
It should only return if they can play as normal with fans.
Yeah, I'm not into this whole janky Arizona, you know, 7-inning doubleheaders. And look, I'm open to a little wiggle room. Like, I get
what about the NBA
thing? Well, I get the NBA probably can't come back and play the rest of the regular season, and you can have shortened playoffs, you know, 3-game, 5-game series. So within reason, I'm open to having to make adjustments. But the idea of trying to shoehorn this in under any circumstances, I'm not on board. I think that I don't know, it comes across as cheap and just you're doing it just for the sake of doing it. And you're doing it for the sake of you're just trying to make a cheap buck. And I don't think it means it's back, nor do I think it really means it crowns a champion. And I'm not down with that.
You know what I think, man, the more I think about this, I feel like I'm not saying it shouldn't return at all in 2020 as that's worded, but yeah. I don't think it's going to. I mean, I feel like it's good for us to sit here and think, maybe by this date or that date or September or whatever. But I think in reality, especially with fans, large stadiums, large groups of people, I think we're going to look back and go, man, it's already December and look at this. We've got nothing.
It's possible. And look, I'm still open to the idea of the no fans thing as long as you can bring it back. And again, some semblance of, let's say if you can keep it 80-85% of what it normally would be, then I'm on board. But like the baseball thing, no. I just think that sounds absolutely horrific. You're fundamentally changing it. And with baseball, you haven't even gotten to the point where you've had to talk about canceling the season. I think if you're dealing with the NBA, I get it. You're just trying to find a way to at least complete the season. Baseball hasn't even started yet. And, you know, here you are and you're already making or at least attempting to make, I don't know, grandioso plans with electronic strike zones and players sitting 6 feet apart into the stands and not in the dugouts. And again, doubleheaders that don't even go 9 innings. It just smacks like some sort of Cape Cod BS. It's like if the NFL comes back, we're like, hey, instead of 4 downs, we're going to try to make this as quick as possible. We're just going 2 downs. right? And you only need 7 yards to get a first down. I don't like that. You can't fundamentally change the game. You can change the format of it. But again, if the NBA came back and said, we're going to do an NCAA tournament where all teams, we're putting all the teams in there and you're playing one game elimination. No, that's not how you crown an NBA champion. If you come back and say, we can't do the regular season and we're going to do the playoffs, but again, we got to shorten them up. So we're going to run 3-game series for the first round and 5 thereafter. Okay, I can get on board with that, even if you're trying to do the Vegas thing. But asking players to be sequestered for 3-4 months of not seeing their families and sticking around in a hotel, no.
Well, I hope I'm wrong about that, but because right now I think there's a lot of just hope that's helping us along.
Yeah.
Of like, well, maybe July. Well, maybe August. Well, maybe football will start on time. But I just feel like you read what's going on around the rest of the world that's had this and it's coming back in places, and you think about 75,000 people packing a stadium, yeah, and it's just, I don't know.
Well, and again, the one that scares me more than anything is college football, because that's the one that and the NFL would be the two I want to come back the most. And I just think college football, again, look at all the logistical nightmares that you're facing in professional sports. I think if you put a gun to my head and said one of these is not going to come back, one of them will lose the year. Believe it or not, I don't think it's the NBA. I don't think it's the WNBA. I don't think it's Major League Baseball. I would say college football. If you had to say one, yeah, is in the biggest danger, and it's weird because college football didn't even start until the end of August, I still think that's the one that's in the most danger because of the fact that it's, quote, amateur, and you're going to have to get kids back on campus. And already we've seen most of the places around the country are canceling school for the year, and the idea of this breaking out on a college campus, and there is going to be people that are making decisions, i.e. university presidents or board of regents and who's ever making those decisions, that have to account for something a lot bigger than football. The NBA or the NFL, Major League Baseball, they just worry about the bottom line, right? You got a commissioner and you got 32 owners, and that's it. That's who you have to appease. And with college, you have to deal with, in most cases, you're dealing with major universities where the athletic department budget is what? 1-3% of the total budget. You got schools like USC with a $1.5 billion endowments, and Stanford and Cal. They're just not going to put football above the rest of the university. The mission is so much bigger. And as much as Mike Gundy and maybe some other curmudgeon football coaches or ADs want it to happen, you're going to have to get it past university presidents. And I think that's the one that scares me the most.
As you know, I'm rooting very hard, strongly, hard root, for that magical fall of all sports.
Yes.
But it could also easily be, we could look back come, you know, like January or come after the new year and say, man, we got nothing in 2020.
Well, I think golf will happen. I really do. I think golf is pretty easy to pull off. And the UFC and like boxing, I think Dana White is already, you know, like he's a go. So the one is, I think, on the 18th at his secret location. I personally love, I'm not the world's biggest UFC fan. I watch some of the bigger fights, but I love the fact that he's in a secret locale and that he's got an island, that he's got an international private island that they're building like an airstrip for, and they're going to fly people in and fight it Bruce Lee, like Enter the Dragon style. That to me is fascinating. So the individual sports, I think, are way easier to pull off, and I do think that they will roll out here over the next couple months. But as you said, the fans putting 60 or 70,000 people in stands for football games, and you're dealing with like when the in football where you're dealing with massive rosters and logistics of moving everyone around and all the personnel that goes along with it. I think that's astronomically harder than a tennis or a golf situation or a fight where you really can do it with a skeleton crew of people.
Fan text line 55305. Somebody suggests fan holograms. That'd be cool. I can send my hologram to a game.
Yeah, like
and watch it virtually.
Yeah, well, like they do like iPads like in every seat, and then you live stream your face into it.
That is fantastic.
We just do Zoom meetings, or are we talking like the hologram like Tupac like performing?
Well, like your hologram just goes out while you stay inside, and you just live virtually through the hologram.
Well, there's movies.
You experience the same things.
Yeah, there was a crappy, I think, was it Bruce Willis that had one of those, where everyone stays safely inside, and then like it's like The Sims, like your person goes out and does whatever he wants.
I like it. All right, a show is ending. We'll get to that. And the NBA, their big horse idea about, well, horse.
Yeah.
On television.
You know, the family that hoes together stays together.
Yeah, not whores together. It's
Horse.
Yeah. Horse. It's a horse competition, not a whores competition. Although, again, if you want ratings, throw a W in there.
They're getting closer to announcing that, and we have some of the guys who may participate in that, and gals, which we'll get to as well. It is 3:33. Here's Mike.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
I just got a text from my buddy whose daughter plays volleyball at one of the Washington universities.
Hmm.
And they said they had a conference call, and their coach was saying that what she expects right now is half a season.
When is the volleyball season?
Same as football. They come back.
Ah.
They run concurrently. So she said, yeah, August, September, about the same time when they start. And so they were saying, at least right now, they are planning on no conference games and the first couple tournaments of the season to be gone. So, yeah, so basically half a season, at least.
How do they know that?
That's what they said. There's nothing definitive. They were on the coach was on a conference call with the players and, you know, obviously, you know, trying to keep people in shape and keep people informed. And right now, at least with one of the universities in the state of Washington where she plays some scholarship playing volleyball, that is what their coach is saying that they expect is basically a half a season. How that applies to football or any other sport, I don't know. It's just I think it's an interesting look that already you have some sports that are fall sports like that that are saying, you know, hey, we're basically expecting at least half a year.
I guess you don't have to make decisions yet.
No.
But some sporting events have.
Well, and this is kind of this goes along with the same thing when you're talking about, you know, the economy. People are saying, you know, hey, right now you don't have to open the economy, but you better start thinking about a plan for it, right? To at least try to have some dates to where if you meet certain metrics, you at least have something to go off of, as opposed to you get 3 weeks out and it's like, oh crap, how do we do this? So I think every sport, whether you're talking football or volleyball or baseball or the NBA, we talked about it yesterday with the Major League Baseball. I think that idea is ludicrous, what they're talking about down in Arizona. But they're kicking the tires on anything possible right now, just trying to say, hey, let's at least have some sort of plan formulated and we can go off of that.
Yeah. All right. Well, tonight, JC Babes, get this. There is a show that is ending on television.
I didn't even know it was still going, to be honest with you.
I think I did, but it's really surprising to hear that it is.
Yeah.
Well, if that makes sense.
Almost all shows outstay their welcome. I mean, very few pull a Seinfeld and
know when to hang it up
and go out on top.
No, that's right. Well, I saw that S Creek ended. If you've watched that show at all,
yeah,
the Eugene Levy show. Which, by the way, did you finish that, Mike?
Well, I watched what Netflix had, which was up to season 5. It doesn't have the final season yet, so I have not watched the final season.
Yeah, so they filmed the final season and they were doing their goodbyes today.
Yeah,
so that hasn't dropped yet.
Well, the final season dropped.
It did.
It's live in Canada. I don't know what channel it's on here, but it just hasn't been on Netflix. That's all.
Well, is it a cable show?
It's a Canadian cable show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought it was just Netflix show.
Yeah. It's on some channel called Pop.
That show, I tell you what, that show's not for everybody.
No.
Much like us. It is very funny. And Catherine O'Hara's character in that show is absolute genius.
If you like the...
I love the brother...
He's great too.
He's my David. That's his son.
That's Eugene Levy's kid. But I'm telling you, I think Catherine O'Hara, that character that she plays in that show, Catherine O'Hara is the one from all the. So is Eugene Levy.
That's what I said. If you
from
like
all the what is it?
Christopher Guest
films.
So they've got Waiting for Guffman and Best in Show and A Mighty Wind. If you like Spinal Tap, if you like that form of comedy, if you like Christopher Guest, you'll like S Creek. It has a very similar vibe, and
it's created and written by Eugene Levy and his son.
Eugene Levy obviously has been in most of the Christopher Guest movies.
Now let me ask you this, as Mike, as somebody who's watched it a lot further than I have, I think I'm on season 3 maybe. Is it a good show?
Yeah.
It's not earth-shattering. It's not groundbreaking.
It's funny.
You don't have to watch it.
It's a show that is funny.
It's funny and it's mindless.
The characters grab you.
Yeah.
You care about them as the show keeps going. And that's when you're thinking about like a 30-minute sitcom, that's a comedy. It's, well, I guess all sitcoms are basically comedies. It's really hard to keep the humor going consistently through the entire thing. But if you care about the characters, then you'll deal with like a slow episode here or there because you care. I felt like Modern Family was a very similar show. Modern Family, when it first came out, was hilarious. And then the humor kind of faded, but you cared about the characters, so you kept watching. Well, that's kind of how I feel about
one of Catherine O'Hara's, I was looking at a list of her best lines from that show. She plays like this rich actress who's, they lose all their money, so that's really all you need to know.
That's the whole point of the entire
show.
They're
up S Creek,
yes.
And they go to a town called S Creek, and they have to live amongst the
normals.
The norms, and her character is so funny. There's a list of her best quotes. One of them is, "David, stop acting like a disgruntled pelican." It's just very Larry David Seinfeld-esque. Good stuff. Anyway, the show that's ending tonight, last run, episode 249 and episode 250 tonight.
11 seasons, which is an amazing run. Hats off. Do you make anything 11 years on TV or anywhere else, you've done something right.
Don't you think it's probably five too long?
Probably six or seven seasons is probably a good run. But I don't know many people that have watched it over the last couple.
I'm talking about Modern Family.
Yeah.
The show Mike totally just spoiled.
I had no idea that's what you were talking about.
It is ending tonight. Yep. Their last episodes will air tonight. It's a 2-hour double special. And that show, dare I say, can I draw a parallel?
Sure.
May I try to draw a parallel?
Yes.
Are we the Modern Family of local sports talk radio?
Been around a long time.
The show's pretty good. It's been around probably too long. Yeah. It's not for everyone.
We keep introducing new characters in a desperate attempt to make it fresh, like Mike. Like a couple of years ago, we were like, "Well, got to do something to spice it. Let's throw in cute little Mike, Beefsteak Mike, see what happens."
I mean, we're like Modern Family without the big-bosomed
I know.
Hot.
Sofia Vergara.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
Anyway, that show's really good. I enjoyed it. I haven't watched it, like you said,
the
for
first
five
couple
seasons.
I'm with Mike. I thought the first couple seasons it was wonderful.
It was laugh out loud funny.
And the characters are all like, you like all the characters in that show.
Yes.
And there's nobody you dislike.
And it's got the right amount of likability and hots. And you've got like the smoking hot Sofia Vergara.
Yep.
And then you've got the understated hot mom. It's like a perfect mixture.
Who's the Oregon guy that's the main
Phil
character?
Phil Dunphy.
Is Ty Burrell.
Ty Burrell.
Remember we interviewed him and we asked him who's hotter?
Yeah.
And he said, "You can't. It's impossible." Yeah, it's two different archetypes.
Exactly. But both universally hot. They're great. It was a really, really well done show.
Very good show. Have you ever cried at the end of a sitcom? This is all of this to ask you that question. That's the only thing I want to know.
Ooh.
At the end of a sitcom.
At the end of a sitcom.
Yes, because there are many that are saying that this Modern Family finale tonight will be rather moving.
A tearjerker, huh? What, does someone die?
I don't know.
Jay go in the ground because he's old as dirt, Ed O'Neill?
I don't think I've cried at the end of a sitcom. I actually teared up in S Creek in last season in an episode.
Did you?
You did.
Yeah, but not like, it wasn't the end of the whole show, but in terms of what was happening, I teared up because I cared about the characters.
Aww.
I'm trying to think if...
By the way, how hot is Alexis?
Very.
Yeah. Whew. Yeah, that's... And by the way, we're not talking about Modern Family here.
Go no. On. Back to S
back
Creek.
To
back
Creek.
To S Creek.
The daughter in S Creek.
Isn't that Eugene Levy's daughter, too?
No. Eugene Levy's daughter is Twyla. She's the one who runs the restaurant.
The other. If I was... And I can't remember if I cried because it was such a long time ago. I think if I was going to tear up, I think I may have gotten emotional at the Cheers finale.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, where he's sitting there by himself.
He's sitting there by himself, and you know he tells Diane to go away. Right, Diane. That's the whole point. Diane comes back and tries to win Sam over, and Sam says no because his one true love is the bar. Right, it's not Diane; it's the bar. He realizes that. And he has a final kind of goodbye with everybody, and they all leave. And so it's just him in the bar, and there's a guy that knocks on the bar door, and Sam goes over to him and says, "We're closed." And as he's walking back, he tilts the picture of the Indian, Coach, represents, Coach, the old character, and he says, "I'm the luckiest son of a bitch alive." And then he just walks into the back, and it goes black. I think I caught some feelings with that. I don't remember if there were tears, but that's probably about as emotional as I've gotten at a sitcom.
Someone texted in the end of Parks and Rec.
Whoa.
I'm trying to remember if I teared up during that. I probably did.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what happened. I watched that show. What happens at the end?
They kind of fast forwarded to the future. when Leslie's the president and everyone's kind of moved on. Because they did like a 2 or 3 parter there where everyone kind of got to say goodbye.
A couple people texting in The Office. Didn't see it, so don't know. But I have heard that was pretty emotional when they wrapped that up. Because everybody was like, that was a great show. People were really connected to that show. And then the end of MASH.
Yeah.
That was a tearjerker. I remember that.
Yeah.
I wasn't really into MASH, but my family was.
I've seen that. And I think I've seen every episode because my parents watched it, like on Nick at Night. And yeah, when they, because I think that was like good, like the farewell and goodbye, I think it's called. But yeah, when they pull up and you see it written out there, that one's pretty emotional.
And Friends too. I guess a lot of people thought Friends was moving when they left.
I also think that when you get to an end of a really long show that you've watched for years and years and years, it's like you're losing a family member almost, in a way that like it's something every single week that you could look forward to, or if you DVR'd it, you binged it, and it was something you would watch. When it's over, it's just sad.
You're sure, because
like, if they did a good job, yeah.
Yeah, because you can still have emotional moments in comedy. It doesn't mean, obviously it may not have the same gravity if you know as doing like a, you know, an hour long drama, but yeah, you can still have emotion in comedy. Like I remember being a kid, I remember Quantum Leap was a big fan of that. And I remember at the end of that he doesn't get to go home at the end. The final thing is Dr. Sam Beckett never returned home. And he has to say goodbye to his wife. I remember that being emotional. I remember when Dr. Green died in ER, Anthony Edwards, a.k.a. Goose, got me crying twice. Once when Goose died and then Dr. Green. And they played the Somewhere Over the Rainbow, the Hawaiian guys version of it. Mm-hmm. Like there's moments you remember
you
watching.
You mean the best version of it.
Yeah. You remember. And that kind of made that song famous, although that guy had already passed away too when that came out. But everyone, if you've watched TV in any shape or form or movies, everyone remembers a few that get you in the heartstrings.
All right. Well, tonight, Modern Family is ending. Final episodes on ABC, 2-hour special.
The problem with that one, and one of the reasons I think it's hard for sitcoms, is once the kids got older, to me, they all became unlikable. Like all the little kids that were cute, it's really hard for sitcoms to make it through the adolescent years.
Well, Modern Family did a good job with that. I think all three kids are still likable.
I just they lost. Well,
they have Manny, and then who's the other kid?
Luke,
and then the one daughter became Bailey all hot and slutty in Alex. Real life, and they had it was a whole thing.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
let's talk more about that.
Yeah, Alex.
Yeah, the
oldest,
the middle daughter.
No, the middle daughter that was all
who was nerdy on the show.
Yeah, she became like all.
She's a hot now.
She's like all like.
Yeah, like everything on Instagram is like chest thong out. Pics and,
wait,
you know.
On the show or no, in real life?
In real life. Uh-huh. Yeah, it was like a whole thing.
Okay, I'll be
It's just hard to me when like Growing Pains and all the shows. And as the kids get older, you're like. Eh.
What about Little Lily? How old is she? Is she on? Is it still the same girl that plays?
Yeah, it is. She's a teenager now, yeah.
Wow. All right, well, RIP Modern Family. Good show.
Yeah.
Ends tonight. Let's talk about Horse coming to your television. 3:49 on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Well, the big news today, is it really big news? I don't know. But the NBA horse idea that we talked about the other day?
Yeah.
Where they're going to play horse remotely against one another?
As opposed to the NBA horse idea where they're racing horses.
Well,
which,
no, I just,
which would you rather watch?
Or the NBA horse idea, which is every day after games.
Again, if you want ratings bonanza, I'm telling you, the whores competition, that's the one that's going to bring in viewers. Might offend some people, but
well, I think that
Jamal Murray.
They're only going to be offended if they choose to be offended.
That is true. Jamal Murray had one of those on his Instagram not too long ago. He did an NBA whores competition.
I think that this idea of, you know, we're so desperate for sports is going to be really tested with this.
Yeah.
Because I don't think this is a good idea. I think it's dumb and I'm not going to watch it.
Well, this was kind of my point I was making yesterday, is that this idea that if anything came out right now, you'd watch it. Like what we were talking about, the golf ratings, right? If golf came back in a month before anything else, right? And you just had a random golf tournament. I think there's this idea that, oh my God, everyone's going to watch it. And I just don't buy it.
Same thing. Golf fans will watch it just like before.
Exactly. But I don't think that, and you might get some spillover from some people that are desperate, or if you're not a soccer fan, right? Like if the MLS came back right now, MLS fan would be thrilled and you would get some fringe people, but you can't tell me that all the football fans are going to be like, well, I don't have football, so I might as well watch soccer. the NBA thing, the horse competition or whatever they're going to do, you'll get some viewers. But this idea that it's going to be a giant ratings bonanza, I don't buy it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think it's just this idea that everybody's so starved to watch is not true.
Yeah.
Because the format, I mean, it's just kind of, I don't know how they're going to pull that off. Like, so what they're saying today is Chris Paul, Trae Young, Zach LaVine will be involved.
Yeah. Amongst others, but those are the names, I guess, that are confirmed.
WNBA players and some recent NBA alumni, according to Woj.
Yeah.
Trae Young tweeted absolutely no dunking, because your first thought is Zach LaVine will just dunk and Trae Young and Chris Paul can't do the dunks that he can do.
And that was my point when we originally talked about this. You have to outlaw it. Otherwise, it's a stupid competition because there's only a handful of people that can dunk like that.
I don't know. I guess you just Chris Paul makes a shot and then you pan over to or you flip over to Zach LaVine's feed. And it just I don't know.
I mean, that's all
it doesn't do much for me. I think this is one of those where if you added like comedians or just regular people to it, I think it would be better. Non-NBA guys participating against NBA guys in horse would be kind of funny.
Or at least if you had like, I could see like a Kevin Hart MC sort of thing. Like if everyone was in one room and guys were talking trash to one another and you had some personality kind of going back and forth.
Remote play-by-play.
Yeah, but the idea that everyone's in their own separate gyms, I'm with you. I think it's going to be sterile and I think it's going to be clunky and awkward. But if you had everyone together and you had a fun environment, I think that could be a pretty cool idea.
At the same time, I don't see any downside to doing it.
No.
You know, your NBA fans will like it and you can maybe make a little money off of it.
I'll flip it on. Like, it's not going to be like appointment television for me, but if you told me it's on a Saturday and I've got nothing else to do, I'm sure I'll flip over to it or at least watch some of the highlights.
All right, up next. What percentage of college 10, ADs
15.
Want an expanded college football playoff?
2%.
35.
90%.
None of those are correct.
Damn it.
Not one. Well, what'd you say? 90? Oh. May or may not be correct.
Mike's onto something.
God, he's a spoiler.
Yeah.
Just naming numbers. I don't know.
We'll get to that next. 357 on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.